Hey guys, sorry to interrupt whatever amazing podcast you are listening to, but I'm just here to let you guys know that you can come over to Intoxicated anytime. I just love to talk about ghosts, conspiracies, aliens, true crime, the future, I don't know, anything I think of when I'm high. I'm also a psychic medium, so I have a lot of really creepy and interesting stories that you guys can also hear about. Intoxicated is available wherever you listen to your podcast. It's free to listen to and subscribe. Hope to see you guys there.
This is the place where sports opinions collide, dead in 365. You hear what you got, Shelton J, man. What's happening? I got a few NFL topics to talk to you about really quickly. Y'all can give me y'all's opinions in the comments and let me know what y'all think. We're going to start with Calvin Ridley, man. Calvin Ridley yesterday was suspended, at least through the 2022 season, for gambling while he was out on leave for personal reasons. So he was actually gambling. Not only did he gambled on his own team, the Falcons, he gambled for them to win. NFL determined that there was no insider information passed along, but there are strict guidelines for gambling that you must follow and adhere to, and he did not do that. He also tweeted out afterwards, which was not a smart move, saying that I only bet $1,500. I do not have a gambling problem. He gave up at least $11.5 million in salary for this year. Man, it's just a horrible move. You got to be smarter than that, bro. You really, really do. And then he used his own name. Calvin Ridley ATL was his tag, his handle, and they traced it back to an email that was registered to him. Man, bro, you just got to be smarter, man. You got to know the rules. And if you out on administrative leave, whatever type of leave you're on, you got to lay low, bro. You got to lay low and get yourself together so you can get back to work. $11.5 million is a lot of money to give up. I know I don't have it. I don't know about y'all, but I ain't got it to give up. Nowhere near. So I need all my coins, and he should too, regardless, because your career is not that long, bro. And we'll see where that goes from here, see whether it's extended or not. But let me know how long y'all think he should be punished. Is a year enough? Is a year too long? What do you think? Also, we're going to talk a little bit about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers' situation, he was offered a contract yesterday that would reset the quarterback market. So he was offered a substantial contract yesterday that would go into his 40s. And I think it's like a 4-year deal that they offered. He said he wanted to make a decision by the franchise tag deadline, which is this afternoon at 4 p.m. I know the Packers are holding up because they're about $21 million over the cap. They're waiting to see what they're going to do with Devontae Adams because of this and what Favre is going to do. I'm leaning towards him asking for a trade. I think he's going to want to get out of there. Either he's going to ask for a trade or he's going to retire. I just feel like he's done with Green Bay, because if you're going to stay, you would have said it by now. What are we waiting on? Like, what at this point, the team is being held hostage. I'm not saying that he got the power to do it. They gave him the power, so he can do that if he wants to. But the team is being held hostage. They can't make any moves until he makes his move, and this is huge. And it may reset the whole quarterback market depending on where he goes and what he does. We can see what some other moves taking place at that point, like with the Russell Wilsons and Deshaun Watsons and so on and so forth. So keep your eye open for some moves being made. Carson Wentz, I think, is going to go to the Commanders, which Washington. We'll see what happens with that as well. One last thing I wanted to mention is the Carolina Panthers halted. They're building a huge facility in my hometown of Rock Hill, South Carolina. They halted plans due to some issues with the city, and they're in this $800 million, I think it's $800 million, don't quote me on that, dollar development is being halted because some terms were not met. I'm not too sure on that. It's a brand new story, so I'm gonna check into that some more and give you more insight on that later. But when you get a chance, look that up, man, and tell me what you think, man. But listen, City of Rock Hill, South Carolina, man, let's get our stuff together. The Panthers trying to come home, and we trying to make some money. Let's get this done. Let's get this deal done. And just let me know what y'all think about the topics we discussed today. Whatever's on your mind, you can share. Whatever y'all want to see 365's on, let us know that too. We're definitely here to help. We're definitely here to give it to you. We appreciate all the love and support from the ones that support us, man. Please like and share. Please get more people to subscribe so we can grow. We can do this every day. We can be more consistent for you and give you better reports too. Man, thank y'all for all that y'all do, man. And I'm out. Peace.